looks like life can often be ambiguous, a bit challenging. You can interpret things two ways, quite legitimately two ways, without particularly taking sides. I'm thinking of the book My Cousin Rachel, which we saw as a film, and in that there's a widow who is perhaps a poisoner, perhaps after fortunes, or is the other madness of the actual person involved? You'd have to watch that. So you often have things, and as it comes in films, it doesn't translate as well, but sometimes there's this ambiguity. Is it that or the other things? So often I look at movies and things don't fit quite right, and I say, oh, is this going to be a major point, an ambiguity point? I keep it to myself in general, and I find out afterwards that if I raise it, there's a sort of people throw the nearest thing available at me for even thinking that. So we'll just quickly do a few films, and one is Finding Nemo. Now, one of the things is obviously they're talking clownfish, and Nemo himself has a slightly smaller fin, which you would expect would then mean he'd swim in circles, but this doesn't happen. And the idea is it's supposed to be a visual disability, but actually not a practical disability. And it's a children's movie, so let's let that one through to the keeper. But you sort of, when you first see it, you say, oh, is that going to be the actual theme of the movie, is that the fish always swims in circles? But no, that's not the case, and you let that go. And then you come up to their place where Nemo's parents have the unfortunate accident where his mother dies and he's left to be cared for by Marlin. Now, when you first look at that, you say, oh, I don't know where this film's going to go, because clownfish colony fish, where there's only one female and the rest are males, and if the female, head female, should die, the most senior male then turns into a female. So in this case, I thought, oh, Marlin, what's going to happen here? He'll sit out for a short while and we'll be in for a surprise. Of course, this doesn't happen. And when I asked about it, I said, oh, look, I was a little bit concerned, but it was later explained to me that it's a double film about disability. Marlin, for some reason, is a special fish which doesn't have the ability of other clownfish to change sex and stuff like that. So, I suppose this is the problem of looking at things and I don't analyse them, I sort of accept them, but I sort of think a bit in advance and say, I'm a bit worried about it. Something else which concerns me, and this will be a short one, is the magic beans in Jack and the Beanstalk. So, as you know, I'm into seeds, the monocotyledon with the endosperm and the, I suppose, single cotyledon. And that if you put a wheat or a rice in the ground or a piece of grass, the food store stays in the ground and powers the first, stem, which is initially a leaf, and it turns into a stem in other cases. And I suppose you have the bunch vascularity. This is bundles of phloem, xylem and phloem, which transport water up and nutrients down. And so that's your monocotyledon. And then for beans, here's your dicotyledon. And so that class of plants produces veined leaves, sort of complex veined leaves. So in monocotyledon, all the veins and the leaves travel linearly from the top to the bottom of the leaf, whereas in a dicotyledon, like a maple leaf or anything else like that, the leaves are complex and the veins interact, and they break out into rings, a complete ring of xylem and complete ring of phloem around the outside, and it goes down to a tap root. So you're dicotyledon and monocotyledon. Of course, beans are the ones without the endosperm. They've got two dicotyledon. And if you do plant a bean, and I think any gardener who has planted a bean, you don't plant it too deeply into the soil. The root grows into the soil, and then the actual bean itself lifts out of the soil and sheds the protective coating, exposing its two cotyledons, which are two false leaves full of photosynthetic, basically leaves, but they're not leaves as we understand them. And the plant starts growing with the false leaves, and after that it starts to pick up and grow proper leaves and produces all the properties of the dicotyledon plant. And when you're looking at Jack and the Beanstalks, they're beans, so if they're put in the soil, the very first thing that should happen is they should come out. The bean should have a root. The root should go into the soil, and the root should actually just be sufficiently strong, the stem sufficiently strong to lift the bean up into the sky, and the bean break apart and form the two false leaves and go forward. Now, of course, the Disney aspect of it is they're just in the soil, and they're turn into monocotyledon, and the shoot comes out as if by magic. It is as actually magic, and as sort of when I sort of said, did anyone else feel or note this at all, even in the slightest, this tweak anyone's curiosity at all? Having looked at grass and looked at beans, and of course my kids have had grass and they've had beans and grown both and observed both of them. Were they concerned at all that the actual Disney version didn't follow this? And they said, no, of course they're magic. They're magic beans. They can actually do whatever they want. They're growing up to the sky. That's a resolution, and I suppose I'm a bit more sensitive to the ambiguity, and when things don't fit in, people are sort of culturally tuned to actually tune out. They've tuned to tune out at critical points, and I suppose one of the things I do observe is that perhaps I'm oversensitive and pick up the majority of things, sort of if a workman comes in or does something, I can sort of see slight different angles, and I realise I shouldn't point that out because I can see it and other people can't see it. So I'm attuned to that, but I'm also tuned to people are tune out to certain things. So if I suppose someone's not acting properly or is objectionable, and it's in their tune-out zone, the rest of society ignores that. Where, as for me, if I see someone else treated unjustly or someone's in a problem, I tend to have this instinct to go over and intervene. I don't have the actual same tune-out circuitry happening here. And it's just because I'm, I suppose, tuned in and sort of I'm not particularly taking note. No one's going to actually test me on beans and grass or clownfish. Obviously, it's an interesting thing to read about clownfish, the way that they actually can paste their eggs, and which they show in the movie, and the male and female aspect, and the way that the female is very dominant, and the male has to actually display submission So, obviously, if you're reading it, that's a very interesting thing. And I suppose other people just don't read it, it just doesn't come in. So there's a general problem of people who can artfully, or I'm sure there's areas that I tune out, my own faults or the faults of others. I tune out if someone's charging too much, you just accept it and tune out. And you can, obviously, if you're over tuned in, you can get the wrath of people because they rather protect the tuned outness. So I thought I'd mention that. So just in summary, there's Marlon the dad of Nemo. He does not change sex, and the magic beans don't actually behave like beans, at least in the movies at all, which I watch with my kids. So I don't point it out, I just sort of go, oh, and ask people, do you feel a bit, no, they don't feel a bit disturbed by it at all. It's part of the celebration of being tuned out. So this is a small Peter Hill Explains, showing that should keep on doing science, and it may come in handy some stage. If you are tuned into symbols or the way things should be, you can actually perhaps see a danger or see someone who's sick that everybody else is tuned out to. There's a danger to everybody or a set of symptoms that people are observing and they've tuned out, or they have a social explanation for it but may have another physiological explanation to it. So although it's a hard life reading and remembering things and just going through for the full explanation, there's benefits down the track. Uncelebrated, you won't be a hero, but you will actually put two and two together and save the day. So definitely my advice to you is, in the meantime, keep on doing science.